Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Thank you to NatureBox for sponsoring this episode. We love NatureBox and you will too. How do we know? Because everybody loves delicious food.
Yeah, yo. NatureBox, better than Doritos.
Yo. Better than Doritos. Please don't eat my Cheetos. Have some NatureBox, y'all. Bow,
bow. What?
That's my jingle pitch to NatureBox?
They know. Reject it. Absolutely reject it.
You do not speak for them.
A bad rap with a weird banjo at the end.
It's a slide whistle, frankly.
Better than Doritos. Better than Cheetos. Yeah, we like NatureBox. Bow, bow.
Well, the worst part about delicious food is that it's often bad for you.
Yeah.
But NatureBox is both nutritious and delicious. It's stuff that you wouldn't think of eating.
That sounds fictitious.
No, it does sound suspicious, but I assure you it is real. I think we used that joke before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Ass.
We're hacks for that. So please check out naturebox.com to see all of their delicious snack options. And you basically give them $20 a month and they ship you these snacks in the mail for free.
Yeah, so no more like going to the grocery store, looking at the stuff that you want, then looking at the back and being like, oh, it's not healthy.
Oh, is 73% enough? That's not that much of my daily allowed saturated fat.
Damn it, man. These Slim Jims, they ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, gross. So if you check out naturebox.com and you use coupon code IFIWEREYOU, they'll also give you 50% off your first box. That's $10 for your first box of snacks.
Hashtag dope.
And as an added bonus, everybody who does use NatureBox, please forward us your receipts to our email address at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we'll give you a shout out. Don't believe us? Ha ha. Well, I got a newsflash for you. And now read the names.
Don't believe us? Good.
Because we're
don't
not.
Trust anyone. Here's the show. Just kidding. Thank you. Jordan G, Natalie G, Kim V, Colin A, Macy M, Carrie F, Val S, Paul K, Brian M, Karen N, Dominic M, Garrett B, Megan D, Miles Z, Arpin B, and Ron L.
Wow.
Hubbard?
See,
L. Ron Hubbard?
Oh my God.
Has a nature box?
That makes sense, I guess.
Ron L. Hubbard, his offspring. L. Ron Hubbard and Ron L. Hubbard.
Hi, I'm Ron L. Ron L. Hubbard.
This is Lon R. Hubbard and Hubbard L. Ron.
We're here to kill you.
Why?
So as you can see, people are already loving their NatureBox, and please don't hesitate. You can be part of that list too. So thank you to NatureBox, and thank you to you guys, and please enjoy this episode. One of my favorites.
Huh?
Aw, damn it.
It all started with a death inside a Starbucks, and then 1,000 five-star ratings later, they blew up and fuck. They try to seize the cheese and talk about Jinx STD, so email in your inquiries and they'll sound off.
Which means make fun of you.
You might think it wise to take advice from these two guys, but I wouldn't do it if I were you.
You to you!
You to you indeed.
Why are you mad? You sounded like that song.
Made yeah. Perfect. Yeah, why don't you do you?
Why? Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And we're in your basement.
We're you say that like you're mad.
I am a little bit mad. Acoustically, it's great. This is like an amazingly soft, oh, nice...
Roach, cold. Roach, okay, cockroach.
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 Like a ganacha. Da, 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 da. Ow.
Oh, ooh, that is, I think it was, it's half wasp.
it's a white widow. More 10 times as dangerous as the spider. Yeah, it was, I was kicked out of my apartment, I think. I had to vacate the premises very much so.
You were finally kicked out of the apartment for having what we call fake parties. You would crank the music up really loud and play a movie so it sounded like you had guests and they were dancing.
When the landlord knocked on your door, you only opened it just a crack, but he saw that it was bone bare inside there. You were wearing pajamas. You ordered 9 pizzas just to complete the ruse, and they were just stinking up the hallway.
You small man. You wanted to seem popular to your doorman?
The police came, and they eventually broke down the door and saw the sad, sad situation. Cracked up, high-fived each other, and left.
They left their gun on the table with one bullet.
They said, "Trust me, this guy can do no harm to anyone but himself. In a perfect world, we'll hear a goddamn blast as we leave,
and we'll smile knowingly."
Yeah, but I feel like we are downgrading. We keep getting further and further away from a studio, like from Rec Room to my apartment to this cockroach-infested basement.
It is. Hey, we have a lovely basement here.
It's really nice. This is like the basement from That 70s Show or something.
Yeah,
it's really weird. It's a dark, eclectic.
It's a dingy little place.
There's wallpaper.
Yeah,
I haven't seen wallpaper in 25 years, I think. was a weird thing that was popular. Wallpaper. Like, instead of just painting stuff.
It's kind of interesting, though. It makes sense. I prefer wallpaper. I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah, like, just put a poster on the entire wall so that's what the wall looks like. Why
great.
Paint?
When Ideal. You can just have...
And this wallpaper is a bright pink yellow, and it's of a demonic anime princess monster sitting on a mushroom, holding a mushroom as an umbrella.
She's sitting on a mushroom and holding another mushroom.
Because that was designed by someone on mushrooms.
Look how many iterations there are of this girl. She's had so many different.
Yeah, it positions. Seems like it repeats, but it's completely unique.
Yeah, wow.
Really? And that's another thing we have to take a picture of and put on our Instagram. Yeah,
yeah, we must.
So different locations, same podcast. How does it work? We get emails. People email us in
their questions and conundrums and sticky situations,
and we do our best to help advise them to get out of them. And if we don't do that very well, hey, at least we make fun of them at the very least.
And so, if we don't do that very well, then at least we tried, and at least we have a podcast, and you won't do jack shit except for listen to a podcast, okay? You judgmental goon. You goon.
You're a goon for that, I think.
You're all goons.
Stop saying goon.
Goons.
Goonsy.
Goonsy.
Goons. So... should we throw ourselves right into it?
Yeah, let's get this party farted.
Let's get it farted in here.
Let's get it in here. Get this party farted on a Saturday night.
Oh. Nice, dude. What else? Hey, you've got to hide your fart away.
What is that? Who sings that? Bob Dylan?
No, I think it's the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you've got to hide your...
It's just so weird. You're doing a Bob Dylan voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Jude, don't make it fart. Three half jokes.
This is so convoluted. It's Bob Dylan covering the Beatles.
As Weird Al, but a dumb version.
Oh my god, my mind just exploded. I'm
I
want to
hold your fart. Hey, you got that sun fart. I want to hold your fart. And it's a body. That was Sum 41.
Tom DeLonge covering the Beatles as Weird Al.
Fart, not just anybody. Fart, you know, I need some fart. Oh my gosh. All right. Now let's get started. We got that out of the way.
Got that out of our system.
Thank gosh. So these are real emails we're reading. but I'm going to give them a fake name to preserve their anonymity.
Anonymity.
You know what? Before we get started, if you're listening to this on Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday and you live in New York, we're doing a live taping of this podcast and you should definitely come. There's
this
still
is your
some
last
tickets
chance.
Available. Last chance. Please, please do yourself a favor. Hang out with us. We're going to be doing the show live in front of a studio audience.
For the first time since Comic-Con.
Yeah, since Comic-Con. This is going to be our first, like, a crowd of people who came specifically for the podcast.
Yeah, no guests. Just us. Just us and Mike.
It would be great, because, like, right now we've sold two tickets, and I'm just afraid it'll be really echoey in there. We need more bodies to diffuse the reverb. So you can
just come and wear your favorite sound blanket.
it's at Littlefield, so you can go to our website at fireyoushow.com for more information. All right, let's get started.
Here we go.
Let's
one
call
time.
This guy Prancer.
Prancer.
Prancer writes, "Dear Jake." All right.
What up?
"Dear Jake, I was troubled with some lady problems recently. So about a few months ago, school started, and there was this new girl who was rather attractive. Being as quick as I am, I called dibs in front of all my friends. She was totes flirting with me, but my friend of 5 years asked me if it was cool for him to ask her out. I respectably reminded him that I had dibs and to let me work my magic. Then, the next week, the D-bag asked her out. Worse yet, she said yes. I decided to just wait it out because my friend isn't the best in relationships and I knew it wouldn't last long. Fast forward to 2 months to now, and they are still dating. There's a lot of tension between them, and I can tell it's not going to last much longer. What should I do when they finally break up? Is there a certain amount of time I have to wait before I can ask her out? I mean, after all, I did have dibs in the first place. Or is this girl off limits? Also, they always kissed in front of everybody, and I'm not sure I would be able to smooch her after seeing her swap spit with my bestie. Appreciate it, Prancer."
Yeah, Prancer. I think you had dibs. I'm surprised you're friends with someone who doesn't respect that.
The dibs.
You had dibs.
I mean, at that point, she's legally attached, associated, and your possession.
2 months worth of dibs that you just
threw away?
It's appalling. It's appalling. That's what it is.
He doesn't respect the dibs. He doesn't respect you.
Hey, she accepted his marriage proposal. And you had dibs. You're getting married. It's a destination wedding. You show up. Holy cow! Does anybody object? Is there any reason these two should not be wed? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Yes, Your Honor. I had dibs.
Everyone stands up, gives you a standing O as you walk down the aisle, grab the small of her back, and smooch her.
Dip her.
Dibs, 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 dibs.
Oh, man.
He wrote this email specifically to you because he thought you would respect the dibs.
Is
there any level of dibs that you do respect?
Oh, being as quick as I am, I call dibs. It's not shotgun. It's not the front seat of a car. It's a human being that needs to reciprocate feelings.
He just ran around high school yelling dibs.
Yeah.
First day of school, I get there at 7:15 a.m. I'm tapping everybody like it's a game
of
freeze
tag. Dibs, 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 shit, I don't know, but I'm gonna call dibs just so nobody else can do it. All right.
I'll get back to you later, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, Mila Kunis, dibs. Natalie Portman, dibs. I don't like that. I think she might be married, but... like, that's kind of fucked up. Did her husband ever even call dibs? Or did he just ask her out, court her, make her fall in love with him, marry her, and then give her a great life? Because, I don't know, I call dibs? Oh. Is he providing for you? Because I actually have dibs on this.
I don't have a career or much in the way of a personality, but I am quick enough to call dibs.
Yeah, sure. You bore his child, and you're raising it together in a loving family, but... all due respect, Ms. Portman, I do have dibs here.
Shut up and kiss me, you dibber.
I will, but just if your French ballet fucking husband needs to get the fuck out of here.
I shall go away. You call dibs. I'm sorry.
Au revoir, yes. Dibs, the American. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. I have dibs.
That means you leave and I stay. The end.
I got dibs on your chick. There's no dibs. I think there's like...
is there any part of dibs or any sort of calling dibs that you do respect?
I don't respect anything.
So
or anyone.
Well, what about like an emotional dibs? Like somebody doesn't necessarily call dibs, but you get to a place, your friend is flirting with a lady for a while.
Right.
You see that there's something going on. And
yeah,
then,
I guess if I could
would
tell
you swoop in? Would you be a swooper?
No, I've never, I would not, I'm not a swooper. I don't swoop in.
But dibs is sort of like a lazy way of like you didn't actually establish a relationship with someone, you just yelled dibs at her.
I feel like dibs is like sort of a fun game, but like you can't be 2 months into it, like you should not still be thinking about the dibs that you called right now.
Yeah, 2 months later, like, there's no dibs.
Yeah, if we're hanging out with a new group of girls and I say something to you like, oh, I mean, I would never say dibs, but like I'm going after this one. And like just to let you know. But I mean, also, like, if you were like, oh, I'm so am I, then I'd be like, you know what? May the best man win. And
well, for me and you, I feel like you always just give it to me because it's like you're like a fat kid in a candy store. You're like, oh, I'll eat whatever the fuck. You could have this. And I'm like, I really just want that one little, like,
you know, it's a really nice thing that I do for you. Yeah. Back off, girls, and like let you pursue them. And you just called me a fat kid in a candy store that says, oh, I'll eat whatever. So you take it. Oh, don't you think it might just be a kid that really likes candy? And it's like, hey, you eat that piece of candy, friend.
No, because you like any piece of candy. You don't mind the candy. I have very specific tastes.
How dare you?
So you're like, yeah, I'll back off this candy because I can have that one, that one, that one. But I'm like, I don't want gummy. I don't want sour. I don't want raisins.
You want that truffle.
Yeah. That sweet, that nasty, that truffle stuff.
Uh-huh. See, I feel like I'm looking at the like the case chocolate, the nice truffles. Yeah. But then I'm all like, as I'm just chowing down on gummy worms, eating ice
cream. Can I have the
Kit-Kat
truffles too?
And then I'll spend the rest of my life with a truffle. I'm a puke.
I think I had 3 pounds of Fun Dip last night, and she's still texting me.
What's with her? She's crazy.
She must have thought I was into her because I spent 6 hours eating Fun Dip.
Another thing I do. I spend so much time convincing a girl to like me and like sleep with me, and then as soon as they're texting me the next day, I'm like, ew, what the fuck is this?
Whoa, where does she get off? I'll tell you where she
didn't
get off.
Like I didn't bring it on myself. Like I didn't like... let her know that that was an acceptable thing, and now, oh, whatever, I suck.
Well, for you, feelings and physical are two different things. You're like, whoa, just because I wanted to sleep with you doesn't mean I want to text and hang out with
you.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
I'm sort of a vampire, and during the day, just consider me ghost. I will come out at night at 2 a.m., and if I'm still interested, you will hear from me.
All right, how's that? I'm going to be watching The Grey with Liam Neeson for the next 2 hours.
You're watching The Grey with Liam Neeson.
With
Liam Neeson. And watching him just
sort of
a commentary.
he thought it was his best work, and I politely disagreed. I said, Mr. Neeson, you should be punching more things in this movie.
Absolutely. Yeah, an emotional vampire is a good way to describe you.
Yeah.
Emotional vampire. During the day, your feelings burn and go away, and then at night, they come out like Nosferatu.
Oh, man.
Just, what is it called? When a reverse falling back into a casket?
Oh, I don't...
That's how you, like, elevate?
Yeah. I don't know what that's called, but...
like lifting a barn door.
Right.
That's the rigid body. Yeah. That's your emotions coming out.
I come out at night, man.
Nah. Huh?
Yeah. I only come out at night, though, boss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. During the day, I sort of retreat into my own personal cave of anguish. I'm afraid to open up and be myself. I don't really like to put myself out there because I don't want to get hurt. So I actively hurt other people. No, it's hard. It's hard to be me because I joke about these things. And what I'm really doing is I'm building a wall that I think is keeping people out. But it might just be keeping me in after all.
I wish that voice only came out at night.
That is just out all the time.
This is you during a therapy session. And the honking noise.
The what?
Yeah.
It's a tick, I guess.
I sort of eat myself and can't handle me at all times. You want a ham and cheese sandwich?
So, dibs. You don't get to call it, and I think if you do call it, it's a fun game, but it's not a binding contract.
It's not an oral agreement.
You don't like, it's all, it's one of those things that's just like, you, everyone should just never respect this guy's dibs. It's just like, I'm so confused.
What's going on? What is this world? Dibs mean nothing?
Dibs. No. Wait a second.
Absolutely, like, yes.
An unspoken rule, a gentleman's agreement.
Sir Elton Dibs created it in 1901. Dibs. Why, I do believe I call her, and I shall call her me, Dibs. All right, Dibs, relax. You can't just call your name whenever you want to.
Meanwhile, she's blowing him.
Oh, my God. Dibs. Dibs is a pimp, I think.
Have we answered him? Can't call Dibs?
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Dibs is an actual thing.
Also, he was like, I'm really quick, so I called Dibs right away. And then I asked him for time to work my magic. A week goes by and he asks her out. Like, yeah, of course. You can't just like call Dibs and then sit on it for fucking 2 weeks while you're trying to work your magic.
The couple probably like during their like hookup sessions, just like, remember when he called Dibs?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked so much shit call about people during hooking up. It's my favorite thing in the world.
What? Just stealing like, someone from someone and then making fun of them while you're with a girl?
Yeah.
What a mean thing that you do.
I know.
What an evil thing.
Oh, but
they can't even hear it.
Because he's such a goddamn rush. Like, I'm a destroyer,
it's
dude.
It's all a power thing.
Yeah.
You just want power.
I will just, like, I'll like, know that I have, like, that I'm going to take some girl home, and then I'll just, like, let her talk to whoever she wants, and then I just like to walk up, grab her hand, and leave. Right. Oh, man. Do you remember at the bar that time when there was that kid that was freestyling, like, trying to impress that girl that I was with?
No.
Oh, wait, maybe you weren't there. I was like, I was with this girl. I'd like taken her on a date. I came back. I like was outside, came back in. There was like some dude like just hitting on her. He's like freestyling. And I just walked in. I grabbed her hand. I started making out with her.
What is it? Why is it that you like the power?
I don't know. It's just that fucking like alpha move that like in your face.
What are you? It's what like, are you masking? What is it like? What are you insecure about?
I don't know. I feel like. I guess I don't know enough about psychology, but I don't feel insecure at all.
So,
like, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just a piece of shit. Maybe I'm a monster. I feel like I've heard. Yeah, like, oh no, you're just like insecure. You need validation. No, I just really like having my dick touched. I don't think it's valid. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
it is.
But you do like swooping in and taking a girl from a group of guys.
Well, but I feel
is
like
that a
difference.
Different rush.
I would never. I don't like swooping like for my friends. But I like. I guess
no,
I like,
but, like if you are with a girl and you know that she likes you.
Right. I like parading
like,
that around.
You like to see her hitting on another or a guy hitting on her.
Yeah, and just standing there watching, knowing that it won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that feeling.
Toda. We should do a I guess it wouldn't be legal, but for you to just go to a therapy session and that's the podcast episode. Just
that'd be cool.
Somebody psychoanalyzing you. If there's a therapist who listens to the show who's willing to do a session on Jake on microphone.
Oh,
I guess,
that'd be awesome.
Well, maybe that like defeats the purpose.
Right, because I'd be like performing.
Yeah,
maybe like have a session with me and then like give the results.
Okay, so Jake suffers from narcissism, delusions
chill.
Of grandeur.
Hey, chill. I thought you were gonna say I had a big peen.
I thought you were gonna proclaim that I was King Pimp by the end of the fucking session. Actually. This has turned into a private and now a public shaming of me.
A private shaming of me.
That's okay.
An intimate shaming for just me and my close lit podcast listeners.
Just me and my 41,000 friends. All right. Good. Dibs.
Absolutely dibs.
Absolutely untrue. Next question?
Next.
We called the first one Prancer. This one's from a lady. Is there a lady reindeer?
I don't know the sexes of the reindeer, but we call it reindeer Dancer.
Okay, Dancer. This lady Dancer. Tiny Dancer, right?
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, Vixen. Yeah, Vixen. Vixen writes.
Hold me closer, tiny Vixen.
Hold me closer, tiny Vixen. Count the head parts.
The weirdest fucking character ever.
Lay me down. Your cheeks to lean. If you hate that, you've been hating it for a while. You want us to stop. Well, it's not gonna happen.
I love it.
We had a different day today. Alright. Hey guys, the name's Vixen. I have been having a problem. It's not like anything huge, but it's been on my mind for a while. Alright, so this guy really likes me, and his friends have even gotten... Can you try reading this? I don't know if I'm doing it incorrectly or not.
Hey, so the name's... Oh. I just said her name.
All right, Vixen writes.
Vixen writes, hey, the name's Vixen. I've been having a problem. It's not like anything huge, but it's been on my mind for a while. All right, so this guy really likes me, and his friends have even gotten back to me about him, talking about how much he loves me. I was in a group with my friends, and it was freezing outside, and one of my best friends was between us, and she moved, leaving us right next to each other. I was wearing a thin shirt, and I didn't have a jacket, and he put his arms around me and pretty much held me really tight.
Oh, yeah.
It felt nice, and I feel like I'm starting to like him back.
Good.
I realize how amazing he is, but he's starting to do something.
Oh.
He's bringing up hints on what I think is kissing me.
Oh.
He always talks about a dream. Shut up. He always talks about a dream he had about us and how he kissed. Now that I'm really falling head over heels for him, I don't know what to do. Like, I want to kiss him, but I don't want it to lead to anything more sexual. And since when we go on walks, we're always really close to each other, so how do I all of a sudden kiss him? Do I just go in front of him and all of a sudden kiss him? Like, seriously, what do you guys think?
What? This girl's the worst romance novelist of all time. My thin shirt, my breasts getting cold, and he pushes me up against him, and he talks about wanting to kiss me, and I want it too.
And he pretty much held me really tight. Yeah.
And then suddenly he starts talking to me about how much he wants to kiss me, but I just don't want it to lead to anything sexual, so I retract into my cave. This amazing man wants to kiss me, but God forbid it leads to what? More kissing?
No.
This pervert, this disgusting slob.
you strange, weird girl.
What does she want? What does she want? This is the reason some guys are...
I love my favorite thing is, like, he held me really tight. It felt nice.
She's a robot. Well, this is the reason why some neurotic guys are, like, fucking, like, overthinking it, going crazy about ladies. It's like, because sometimes the girl is this crazy. Like, I held her tight. She said she liked it. I went to kiss her. She freaked out. Then she said, no, I really want to kiss you. So then I thought she wanted to kiss me, but then she doesn't because she doesn't want it to lead. Kissing is a sexual
thing. My theory is that she's Italian.
Oh,
there's like some. I feel like this is some kind, or like they're definitely not American. They're not English.
These people.
I think that English is not their first language, and I think this is like, you know how
Foreigners are weird.
No, you know how how a French person or a Spanish person can say, be like, they're so sexy. Like, oh, I had a dream where we kissed.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh my goodness, I had a dream where we made love. Like, oh my god, I'm so like turned on by that. This is like the first foray into that for both of them. Like, I don't know what I want, but it's all about. It's like all so lame. It's like about a kiss.
Or maybe they're like 14.
Right, 14-year-old Spanish people.
14-year-old Spaniards is the only way to explain this weird, weird email.
It's like this is – the podcast is I decipher who wrote the question, not give them advice.
Have you ever wanted to kiss someone but you were afraid because you didn't want it to lead to anything more sexual?
No, I've only ever wanted it to lead to something sexual. Well, kissing is sexual.
Yeah, kissing is the sexual destination. You've arrived at sexual. Yeah.
You're allowed to do something without having – like you are in control. It doesn't have to go anywhere. And if he tries and you don't want to, then just say no and he'll stop. Or if he doesn't, you should kill him.
Oh, my God. What a violent advice.
Well, if he's going to try to push her – I think he deserves to be dead.
He deserves the death penalty for what he did to her.
And I'd like to give him the needle myself. That Pablo French person.
Pablo Francois. This vixen. So is there even advice? Like, her question is,
how do I kiss him? What do I all of a sudden kiss him? Seriously, yeah. What do you think? Yeah, you all of a sudden kiss him. Or,
especially on a walk by yourself. That's like one of the most romantic things you can do before a kiss.
I think like, and you don't have to do anything. It sounds like he wants to kiss you. He shouldn't be like too much of a baby about it. Just like look at him for long enough that he has to kiss you.
Are there girls who think, oh, I'll never make the first move?
I think so. And I think that's normal. There's like, that's like.
That's not fair.
I mean, I'm not saying it's fair or equal, but I think that like. There is
a girl who will never, kind of ever, like, ever make the first move.
Well, I feel like everybody should have exceptions to the rules. I don't think most of the time I've been in a situation where the girl's made the first move. I feel like most of the time I make the first move.
But like the girl can do something that predates the move, like the precursor
to
the move.
Yeah, I guess like as long as we're being like talking about like the subtleties, the girl almost makes the first move because it's like
she has to give you eyes or swipe you right or match on Hinge or match on OkCupid or have a high Q rating on Match.com.
Like not at me at the bar or just be on Tinder. there's like I move so slowly because I fear rejection. So, like,
Yeah, because that's the opposite of making fun of a guy while you're with
right.
a girl.
That's being the guy.
Yeah.
Well, when somebody else grabs their hands and walks out of a bar, then you're like, oh, fuck this.
Damn it.
But, like, yeah, you're talking, you make a joke, you, like, maybe, oh, touch her arm and see if she pulls away.
Okay.
And then, like, oh, then now, like, we're sitting facing each other, our knees are touching.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to, like, move my knee, now I'm going to leave it here, see, like, move it, like, a quarter inch away and see if you match it. See
oh,
if
a
you
little bring experiment. Yeah, everything's like a little experiment.
Oh, my God, it's so fucking fun playing games, man. Shit. I'm going to start texting. Please let me start texting.
Oh.
Oh, God. Remember this morning my phone was dead. I was just so excited to turn it on. I had 22 texts. Like,
They're all from your mom wondering what happened to your phone.
Telling me my therapy appointment really needs to happen soon before I lose my fucking mind.
Saying that you sort of get excited and off to all the wrong reasons.
Blink, blink. Oh, my God. I dream about that sound.
Which one?
The blink. Text noise. Blink.
I'm gonna like. You should change your text noise to like a bell dinging, and then see if I can just ding a bell and get you hard, like a Pavlovian
response,
dick response.
I'm gonna change my text coming into.
Oh God. Yeah, you should.
Oh hell yeah!
You just checked.
I just was. Well, and? I just like. I had two messages on OkCupid.
Why are you? What's the point of OkCupid right now? You're leaving New York City forever in 12 days.
12 days.
So
we
what?
Move.
What's the OkCupid game?
Yeah. What's the? What's
hey, let's
the,
go out on a
first,
date.
What's the first date? So what's up? I've just been packing. I have to move across the country. Oh, for how long? Indefinitely, the foreseeable future for sure.
So if you want to get a second drinks with me, let's do it on the 13th or else I'm gone
maybe,
forever.
You know what? It's our last night together. What do you think, baby?
Is this crazy? I usually don't do this work so fast, but
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Will you let that guy hit on you for 5 minutes and then I'm going to swoop? Is that cool? Hun,
and if you can remember his name so we can make fun of him later, that would really be ideal for me.
I really don't know why I'm on OkCupid still. I haven't met anybody. I mean,
it's the game.
It's the game.
You almost don't care about meeting someone.
It's messages. God, I'm sad.
Well, let's ease into our break because I wanted to talk about a little update since I shouldn't say made me. I downloaded Tinder.
I did. I mean, like, I didn't make you, but I definitely, like...
You were the one who put his knee 75% of the way there, but I matched you 25%.
Yeah.
And just...
I downloaded it, so...
So, yes, technically you did. So, after swiping a lot that night...
Yeah.
And playing the game, as you say, not much activity on Tinder, I gotta tell you.
Let me see. You got one match.
Yeah, well, I got two now.
You got two matches?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about that second one.
Yeah, I got two.
Did you message her?
No.
Dope.
I don't know. I just can't, for whatever reason, I can't get into it.
I don't understand why.
Like, swiping is fun, but even like you said, like, since I downloaded Tinder, you haven't really matched with anyone either.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's just like is it a slow thing? Is there too many people? Like... And I guess I did match with someone and started chatting, but like it didn't lead to anything.
Right. The app is also, I feel like the app is glitchy sometimes.
Yeah, like why don't I match all the time? Actually, it was really funny. Last night we downloaded on a girl's phone and she she was just drunkenly swiping left and right. And she's probably swiped within the first 15 minutes right 6 times and matched all 6.
It's crazy.
Like if you're a cute lady on Tinder...
Game over.
Yeah, it's just whoever you want. Nobody's gonna not. And but not also, only that, but like they were. That means these people were active within like the last 2 minutes, yeah, swiping her to the right.
That's true. So I guess like I used to think that like, oh man, I should just not play for a long time and then like go on and I'll like get more matches.
Yeah.
But maybe I should be playing all the time, constantly. I don't know what the game is. I will say also like that girl. The dudes on Tinder are so abysmal. Like when I'm on Tinder, it seems like it's maybe lower than 50%, but a lot of the time I'm swiping right.
Right.
I would not have swiped right a single time looking
with
at
any of those guys.
No, they were so busted.
Which means if we, in theory, were better looking than busted,
that's what I thought.
And then yet when we swipe to the right, nothing happens.
Yeah, maybe.
We can convince ourselves that those people haven't seen us yet.
But we all know the truth.
They're swiping to the left.
They swiped us left.
They
do you think you'll keep on playing?
I don't know. Like, it's such a slow burn that, like...
When's the last time you were on it when you were just, like, you know, swiping girls, checking out chicks?
Maybe 2 days ago.
Yeah, you gotta be... Every time you're taking a shit, I want you going through 100 girls.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm serious.
100?
100.
100 girls?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah. But, hey, it's a lot easier than meeting somebody in real life, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Oh.
You were saying earlier that you've never met someone at a bar that night and, like, broken the ice in person. You need to do it digitally first.
Right. Digitally or, like, have an introduction from a friend.
Right.
I can't look at a girl across the bar, walk over, and be like, let me buy you a drink.
But if you don't have the confidence to do that, then who does?
I don't know. There are people that have that confidence that are like, I have no idea. But people do. I mean, that happens for people. And I don't know what it is about me, but I just like...
Maybe it's the fear of performance, like the same thing that keeps you from wanting to do like stand-up.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's you putting yourself out there 100%.
Right. Too much putting myself out there.
You don't want to take a leap. Yeah. You want to like take big steps.
And there's also like sometimes we'll go to a bar and like there'll be kind of cute girls and we'll be meeting them. And I could potentially buy them a drink, but like I don't feel a major attraction. Like I kind of like to build on something. I like to like see someone's pictures, like start getting excited, like build up to it for like a couple days, then meet up and then be like, all right, now it's like it's all culminating in this.
So what's your like average from beginning to end? What would you say is the process?
The average? I feel like... What happens for me most is I'll meet up with a friend who has another friend and I'll meet that person that
night.
A cute friend. And then we'll have fun. The night will be over. And then I'll talk to my friend and be like, what's the deal with your friend? And then they'll be like, oh, she actually asked about you. And I'm like, oh, give me your number. And then we start texting. She comes out another time, but this time to see me. And then that's it.
That's the move.
That happens like 70% of the time. The rest of the time it's...
Online
dating related.
Tinder is that friend of a friend.
Yeah, Tinder's the friend of a friend. But it's usually like I always hook up with people like in circles, like at work or at
In your Google in, like, circles. Yeah, in your Google
in
Plus
Google,
circles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
People in your Google Plus or your Friendster extended networks.
Yeah. I have a Friendster extended.
Actually, you know what? Let's answer this one other question because that was going to lead me to that other idea I had about an app. But let's read this one first.
All right.
Ready? This one comes from running out of time, so let's say Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer writes,
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I can't do the Bob Dylan like
what
you
What was
can.
That?
How dare you?
How
not fair.
That was so awful.
Kind of very shiny nose.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I love it more than anyone else possibly can.
Rudolph writes, there's this girl that I have known for a while, and recently she started texting me more and more. I like her, so one night I invited her to a party. We cuddled for most of the night, but I didn't make a move when I should have, and now I don't know how or when I will make the move. I really think she likes me, and I really like her, but she goes to a different school than me, and I can't think of something to say. I want to ask her somewhere, but should I do that in person? But we have no mutual events, and I have no clue when I will see her again. Should I do it by text? She and I are both really shy, and I don't know how to bring up dating in our text conversations, which are very casual. How should I go at this? You guys are amazing.
You're just trying to sneak that praise in there.
Ooh, oops, you guys are missing.
Asshole.
You didn't even write it. Thanks, Rudolph. So this is sort of related to the thing you were talking about, how I said, I wonder how often two people like each other and they're both too shy to make the move. And if either one of them did it, it would have been successful.
Right.
But it's just completely unrequited because no one has the balls to go for it.
Yeah, everybody is like just a little too guarded, a little too like self-preserving.
But like if one person made the move, they would both be happy.
Right.
So isn't there an app that can be like the middleman, like that'll force this attract? Like,
isn't that Tinder?
No, because Tinder, you still have to, you have to be the person that says, I like you, I want to make a move.
Oh, right.
I want like a chemistry app where you're in a party, right? You log in and let's, in a perfect world, everybody else is there. You see their little circle,
right,
in that party.
So you basically filled out a questionnaire that knows like who you would be compatible with.
Not even a questionnaire. Like, oh, I see that girl across the room and she likes me and I like her. I will draw a line from my circle to hers. And if she draws that line too, it goes, you guys both like each other. Wow. Just talk and hook up.
Just talk, loser. I feel like
it's that, like Tinder, but on a micro level where it's just like for people in that room.
It should be like the Dumbo's feather that made him fly or whatever. Like you should just have that app that you draw the line and it's always a match.
Because just that's
all it is. All you need is just like the confidence. You know, Vinny did this to me one time. There was like a friend of his that he wanted to set me up with. And he was like, oh, so-and-so, we'll call her Dancer.
Yeah.
Dancer says, like, thinks you're really cute. And I'm like, oh, shit. Dope. I'm going to go talk to her. Talked to her, bought her a drink. We, like, went on a bunch of dates. And then at some point it came out. She's like, yeah, I'm, like, really happy you, like, told Vinny you were into me. I was like, no, Vinny told me that you were into me. And it turned out that he just, like, fucking, he lied to both of us. Yeah,
It's like the app should be called Placebo because it's not about actually feeling the connection. It's about having the confidence, thinking that she likes you.
Right, exactly. So, like, you just, oh, that girl, like, just asked about you. And you just go, like, all right, dope. Like, hey. And then they just say, hey, because everyone's friendly.
I guess in a less dystopian way, the best way to act is as though somebody told you that they like you.
Yeah. That way you don't need to always conduct yourself. You're just like, go up to anyone acting like they like you.
Like their friend just came up to you in a huff and said, hey, you should make a move because she's like super into you.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, maybe not like super into you, but I feel like people's default is like, usually friendly and open.
Right.
At least give it, it's always at least worth a shot.
But there's, I've also noticed recently that like, if it's not happening with someone, it's pretty apparent in the first minute.
Yeah, it's true.
Like there's almost like an instant judgment made.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, it's impossible to overcome.
Right. I agree. I feel like I could walk into a bar, make one lap and be like, don't want to talk to that person, this person. I could marry that one. I could definitely date this one. I could see me and her like hooking up maybe. But I agree.
All snap judgments.
Yeah. But I feel like snap judgments a lot of time, like your gut is often right.
Right. Anyway, what should we do about this cuddle bunny?
I mean, you should just swing the bat, dude. Just text her. She's shy, you're shy, but like you got to just be the less shy one right now if you want this to happen. Just text her, be like, hey, let's go on a date.
Yeah, this is one of those things where if she asked you out, you'd be thrilled. If you asked her out, she'd be thrilled. And neither of you guys are asking the other person
right,
out.
So just be a man and text her. Be a man, dude. You write that text.
Be a man and write sweet words into your magic box. Click on send, put it down on the floor, and see if she ever responds to you without ever having to look her in the eye or ask her out in person.
But eventually, I feel like it's like as passive as texting and online dating is, it's like sometimes it's just sort of this necessary evil. So like one day, maybe you guys will be like, you'll finally be able to like break down those walls and have a real like human connection.
Yeah, and then you'll talk about the time where you guys oh, can you imagine a time where we were both too shy to ask the other person out? How silly we were. You know what? You know what actually changed my mind was this Bob Dylan loser on a podcast. He was he was singing about farts.
I think he's a hero. he's amazing.
What's the best way to courageously send a text? Like if you are trying to hype yourself up,
just direct. Do you remember? Oh fuck! I don't feel like I can't say anybody's names, but I wrote a text for a friend of ours, and like the girls, called it the text.
This brings us back to texting Casanova, the website we need to build where Jake texts for you.
Dude, I want it so bad.
You should be able to send the text for everybody else.
The text.
That's the name.
I wish I could remember what that text was, but it was something like, you know, hey, we should get a drink or something.
Right.
It was fucking way better.
But just the fact that like you have the courage to be that forward is charming.
Yeah, super, super confident. Because I mean, you could be really confident on a text. Who cares? You don't have to be like, hey, what are you up to tonight? Just be like, hey, I'd like to get a drink with you. Or I'd like to watch a movie with you. I'd like to cuddle you again.
You know, what else helps on a psychological level? Like just writing the text really quickly, sending it, and putting your phone down, walking away.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's over. It's done. It's I don't done. Know. What, I can't what's come done back. Is done. I'm leaving. Maybe she'll write me back. Maybe she won't, but it's over. Just yep. assume you'll never hear back from her, even though, like, you're secretly looking at the phone waiting for it to vibrate.
It's true.
How annoying is it waiting for a text message and your phone vibrates and you, like, oh, look at it else. And it's just, like, an alarm?
Oh, it's the worst.
Not getting the one that you want.
Yeah, no, I hate that.
But, you know, that's the that's another bad thing about the app that I brought up is, like, the fun is being able to, like, make a leap. Like, if you know that someone likes you, it's slightly less exciting.
Right, it's true. High risk, high reward.
But at the same time, you're still getting play.
You're still getting play.
What?
You're still getting play?
Yeah, you're still getting play.
Oh, God.
You really are playing.
I think this basement is where I...
where you play should in live. This base.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. I live with my parents, but I still get, like, play and shit.
I get kid and play, actually.
I'm always looking for random play.
On Facebook. All right, so go for it. That's our advice. That's
go for
the,
it.
That's it. That's the show.
Seize the cheese.
That's the podcast. Yeah, we're out of time. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and your continued support. We really appreciate it. Viewership is going up, and it's thanks to you, Jake, for co-hosting this podcast with me. And we make it all possible.
This is amazing. Yeah. You never thanked me in your goddamn life.
If you weren't funny or charming or interesting to listen to, I don't think anybody would tune in. But and you are. And
I couldn't do it without you, man, because, like, all these wires and shit, I don't exactly know where...
Okay,
where,
so don't touch
like,
them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we're recording into Final Cut or some shit. And yeah, actually, here.
Maybe oh,
I
no,
can,
no, no.
Oh, I can figure something out. Ow!
Oh, it's electrocuting me. You are wearing rubber gloves. Yeah. The email address, if you have your own sticky situation, your own difficult place, your own conundrum, your own problem, your own, what does it feel? The email address to access us is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And all this stuff is on our website, which is ifiwereyoushow.com, or you can go to seizethecheese.com. It's true. We bought Seize the Cheese. It's
sure
ours.
Did.
We keep getting emails. There's this like meat market in the Midwest that's using Seize the Cheese as their like promotional tagline for like a cheese
really
sale.
I really wonder if they stole it from us, man.
They must have, right? this marketing manager
no
at Harvest
in
Market
There's
in
no
Madison.
There's no chance in hell that it's a fucking parallel thinking, man.
Nothing. Nobody thinks of rhymes quite like we do. Yeah. And right. Live shows coming up. The live podcast on Wednesday. November 6th at 8 p.m. We're also going on a live tour with Streeter. There's still tickets available. We're going all up and down the East Coast and the Midwest.
Yeah, so go to collegehumor.com/CHontour and buy tickets if we're coming anywhere close to you, even if you have to drive an hour, okay?
Yeah, like an hour is like not even that bad.
Yeah,
like,
you're really...
Oh,
like,
oh, an hour? That's how long it takes me to get to
I live
to
an
work.
Hour outside of Madison. How I'm never... Like, yeah, okay, well, this is the one time I'm fucking going to Madison.
Yeah, we're not going to fucking Eau Claire, sweetheart.
Yeah, sorry, okay?
we're not
going to go to Duluth, Minnesota, but we're going to be in Minneapolis. So see us there. What is this?
Why are you mad?
I don't know. Please come see me in Madison.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, we're going to go to the show, meet some fans. She's like, I actually wasn't going to come, but Jake's threat kind of scared me. I think he was talking to me. I'm Deborah from Duluth.
D from D.
Yeah. And anything else?
We love you.
We really do. Oh, that first theme song was from a guy named CJ. And this last one is from a dude named Colin. Please keep them coming. We love them. We love them to death.
You weird radio DJ.
We love them. We love them to death. That one's from CJ. This one's from Colin. And we are
going to Rodney
out.
In the chopper. Rodney, how are we looking with the traffic?
Actually,
y'all. There's
oh,
shit. Yeah, what the fuck was that, Rodney?
Black Hawk down. It's partly smoky up here. It's 345 degrees. At least that's what the gauge says.
Looks like there's going to be a pile up on I-95. Going in hot.
Oh, the humanities. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show, everyone. Bye.
If I were you, I'm going to do what Jake says, unless you want STDs, seize the cheese. If you're in a fridge, ask Jake Kowitz. Nothing bad happens to him. Write it on, send it in. Who knows who will happen. It's hashtag dope if I were you starts now. Yeah.